We continue with Shaar HaTshuvah, Shaar Beis, Ois Gimel, Shir number 87. We're discussing the benefits of why Hashem brings Yisum to a person. And the first benefit we said is because it gives a kapara, it gives an atonement to the person. The person did Averis. It's better to be cleansed over here, get his kapara here in this world. He gets to Olam Haba. He's already clean. Doesn't have the schmutz or has to go through a less of a cleansing process. And the yisoid is that the physical suffering a person goes through here atones for the spiritual mishaps, the shortcomings that a person had here in this world. Through these physical ailments that Hashem afflicted on the person, it healed this illness of his neshama. Ki ha'avoin choli ha'nefesh. The avoin, the avera, is a choli ha'nefesh. Is a sickness for his soul. As it says, Refa nafshi ki chatasi loch. David HaMelech says, Hashem, heal my nafshi, my soul. Why? Ki chatasi loch, because I sinned against you. What did it say in Yeshayah? U'bal yoimar shochin chalisi. A person who lives in Yerushalayim will not say, I am sick. Shochin chalisi am ha'yoshi ba nesu avoin. Because the people living in Yerushalayim will be forgiven of their sin. What is this referring to? This is referring to the Geula Hasida, the future redemption which should come from Herav Yomeinu, that there will not be a need for anyone to be sick anymore, because the sickness is a cleansing of the neshama, of the soul, of the nefesh. But if the Geula is here, if the redemption is here, it's not necessary to have the affliction anymore. So this is the first reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisum to the person. And with these two mindsets, although it's pain is uncomfortable. We've all been there. We've all been there. Each person in his own peckle. Whether it's physical pain, whether it's Rachman and Slan, emotional pain, whatever the type of pain it might be. And everyone should have a refuah shleima if they need it. But we do see a different mindset and attitude. That if Rachman Otzlan, there is pain that a person is having, they should tell themselves, one of the ways to deal with it is that it's for my benefit, it's for my best. Hashenis, lahichichu lahashivay midorach of haroim. The second one is to rebuke the person and put him back on the right track. As the pasuk says, "Ach tiri oisi tikchi musar." Zephaniah and Gimel Zayin tells us, "Tiri oisi, ach tiri oisi, just fear me. Tikchi musar." Hashem is saying, "Take my rebuke, take my chastisement. I'm sending you a patch. Realize it comes from me." And the benefit for that is to improve. But the person is expected to take the message that Hashem is sending him. But if a person is stubborn, and he says the reason why this anti-Semitism is taking place because of A, B, C, and D, give you 5,000 reasons. But he doesn't realize, because Hashem is giving us messages. Oy lenafshoy. Oy lenafshoy, says Rabbeinu Yoina. Ki soval yisurin. The person endured affliction, pain, suffering. For what? Hashem gives him the Yisurim. Besides for the Kapara, Hashem's giving him the Yisurim. So he'll answer the call and say, Mil Hashem Eli. But the purpose of the Yisurim in this case, the second reason for the person to improve, it didn't help. So the person went through a whole suffering and didn't do anything different. Anything differently. He still stayed the same way. As we explained earlier in Ois Beis, his punishment will get worse. Why? Because if Hashem is giving Yisurim to the person, he says, Mikra, this is the way the world runs. So to such a person like this, Hashem brings more Yisurim and says, you didn't get the message the first time. Hopefully you got the message the second time.